Intatelezindaba ngasikhangele nje ngelihlo lengqondo umuntu osebenzela into okuthiwa i-media house e-registered eZimbabwe. So nxa yena esenza umsebenzi ngendlela awenze ngayo sithi right kulokuthi ukuphambanisile esingakuvumiyo futhi kebe kuobani ukuthi hhayi i-target siyi-individual not i-media house. That's the first thing. Secondly, how would I start it in the way of that? The constitution is near tracker who would be in media house in Amalungelo in terms of Section 61. What would you say then? Ingathi sesibuyela emuva in terms of being a constitutional democrat.
Ingqobe isikuwe Mnumzana Dube, ungathini ngokwenzakalayo?
Kukhona okungafanele kuphendule ngokuleso sihlalo. Kodwa okumele ngiqaphele ukuthi amalungelo akhe onke njengonezindaba kumele alandelele, akumelanga ukuthi ahlukunyezwe, akumelanga ukuthi ethethe amacala angaphandle kwalokho umthetho ovumela ukuthi akwenze. Ngakho i-interview yakhe nobaba uGeza ingaba ilazo impahla ezingatholeka ezingafuni ukuthi sizihlele siperekethele ukuthi onezindaba kumele babele nokukhululeka okugcweleyo ngoba yikho bantu abalulekikayo. Kodwa ngaphezu kwalokho nakonezindaba banezofo kunokuthi babekwazi ukuthi basebenza kuphakathi komthetho kungagudlisi lapho okungatheukuthi kumise khona ukungaphandeki.
Nanso indaba Mnumzana Sithole.
Ngiyamuzwa ubabudube kodwa kunento one angafuni ukuthi kudibotshwa ikhampani kuba ne-chartship ebopha ikhampani ithumele i-representative ukuthi iye kwenza khonokho wanesay i-interview yana ngezinto ezenzakala kuzanup yena iqolisi lena ngani sicala ukuthi abenzwe an-individual this particular individual yiliphi andoku nantili yasibuseni ukuthi izele umuntu ekhonik yangabhala istory under ikhonik kubotshwa yena. That is not true. It can never be that way. Uba abantu ongenxa ukuthi ukhulume nogeza into ayikhulumayo abantu abafuna ukuyizwa ngeliso kumelahotho. I-overhandedness yesethi this time around isisethule. Nxa kuwukuthi ujournalist labo uphambanisile indlela abayenze ngayo bazomkhosi. But i-accused it can never be negligible.
Nanso indaba Mnumzana Dube, kungabe kuphathelane lezombusazwe yini lokhu ngokubona kwakho?
Uba umhlanga kakuthina lokhu okukhulunywe ngubaba uGeza. Ngibotshelwa ukuthi wayenza leyo interview waba lesikhathi sokuthi ayibone waba lesikhathi sokuyithuza wabona ukuthi ezinye zezinto mhlawumbe ezikhulunyiweyo zingaba zingekho emthethweni. Angitshongo ukuthi azikho emthethweni ngoba umthetho kawukanqumi futhi akekho umuntu kasesi phakathi kwethu legqoda onganqumi ukuthi lezo zinto azikho emthethweni ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi yiyo mhlawumbe wazalisile ukuthi noma ungawi angahamba estudio uyafika akhulume noma kufana nokuthi umuntu akusethinje aphiphisana kakayenzana ngokuthi ngiyikhipha njengoba ngqo njengokunjalo lami ngiyabesenisanayo nomuntu ongathathiyo ngoba ulimi lami ngiyabe ngaphambi koqala kodwa kangithi ukudikenezeukuthibesebenisana ngoba kwalalikhona kungamntu ebakulazabuuliyitheleleni naleni ngoba kuyakholwa ngomva komuntu okhona ukuthi bakumnyangagwa ngoyi-president uyakhuluma ngo-2038 mina ngizake kaphansi kodwa aphinde afile nabanye sebekhuluma okunye bathi-2030
Mnumzana Sithole, ungathini ngamazwi kaMnumzana Dube?
Asithi ukuthi ubaba uMhlanga usetholakale elecala. Sikhuluma ngendlela ukuthi ebotshiwe, ebotshelwa ecala. Okwenza ukuthi kutargetwe an individual yi-state ikuthi kuthiwe amanye ama-journalist lawa alandelayo lawa angayenzi umsebenzi wayo ngendlela okumele ayenze ngayo nokuthi thina lathi thina abalaleli i-access to that information is a constitutional right. So khathesi ngendlela okho kuzenzakala ngayo ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo ukuthi muphi u-journalist eZimbabwe ongahamba ayi-interview ugeza kumbe omnye umuntu okhuluma njengogeza
akumelanga siyikhulume ngahlangothi lumbi mhlawumbe bahambanisile ngokuqala ngayo mhlawumbe kumele baqale ngeyi-station sakhe baline ngayo njalo kuyikuthi yimpazamiso mhlawumbe isabuyahlanganea mhlawumbe noba ugeza naye isazokuya ngendlela efanayo noba uMhlanga engatshayelwanga ebiziwe wadiyela negqweta wangavalela igqweta kube sekubekwa izinsolo ngokwe-constitution yaleyo siyitshona ngoba kumele sivikele ukuthi lami ngingaphuma khona phakathesi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngithe ngiphindela kumbe I'm going to go to the hospital.